So even though a life of wisdom is better than a life of foolishness, without God at the center of our life, it will wind up empty because both kinds of people will be forgotten and both kinds of people are going to die. So you live life under the sun without God at the center, and life will give you a raw deal. It's going to end up with a life that no matter what the education level, pleasure, wealth, it's all a big zero. So Solomon starts to do a consideration of wisdom versus that foolishness. Verse 12. So I turn to consider wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do who comes after the king? Only what has already been done. So it's clear from that verse that Solomon was older and he's thinking of another king who would soon reign after him. In fact, the words "for what" indicate that Solomon actually took this consideration because he knew that if he didn't, other kings would come after him. They'd be tempted to take that walk that he's taken. So that word "consider" is one that refers to this calculated consideration. And Solomon decided to take that serious look and to see what he would see. And he's looking at things carefully and he's looking at things critically. And that word "wisdom" speaks of a wisdom that's at a level of craftiness, and it's one where he's able to analyze things and make wise discernments and judgments. And that word "madness" and "folly" are words that describe what is proud and praised and what is foolish. So Solomon purposely did a comparative study of wisdom versus folly. And then the comparisons were between what is wise and what is foolish. Look at verse 13. He says, "Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, as there is more gain in light than in darkness. The wise person has his eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness." So that word where they're excelling, it's repeated twice in that verse. And one that refers to something that is preeminent or superior to something else. And that preeminence is at a beyond measurement level. So Solomon's conclusion was, it's far better to go after wisdom than folly. It's far better to gain a crafty knowledge than it is to the ability to discern things, to walk through life as a fool, as a moron. In fact, Solomon equates wisdom with light and folly with darkness. And his conclusion is one where he's pursuing a wise understanding of things, walking in the path of light. He's not pursuing a wise understanding of things when you're pursuing something in the path of darkness. And he's compared one who is wise with one who's a fool. See that there again in the 14, the wise person has his eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. So one person looks at that comparison between sagacity with stupidity. There's a vast chasm between one who is wise and one who's a fool. One who's wise sees things. He has his eyes wide open. He sees clearly and factually. He'll use his mind. He looks far ahead and thinks far ahead. One who's a fool doesn't see those things. His eyes and his mind are closed. The fool lives for now, doesn't look or see anything down the road. He walks in darkness, got no idea where he's going or what he's doing. And a fool just stumbles through life, no real purpose and no real perspective. So even without God at the center of your life, it's better to be wise than a fool. And then he sees the connection between the wise man and the fool. The second part of verse 14, he says, "And yet I perceive the same event happens to all of them. And I said in my heart, what happens to the fool will happen to me also. Why then I have been so very wise? And I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For of the wise as of the fool, there's no enduring remembrance, seeing that in the days to come, all will have been long forgotten. How the wise dies just like the fool." So his connections were there, and the thing that kept haunting him was the realization that there was a connection between the wise man and the fool. That word "fate" means the same lot is cast to everyone. So even though Solomon realized it was far better to live life as a wise person rather than a fool, he also realized that there's this weird connection between the two. See, both are doomed to be forgotten. He concluded that when it comes to being a wise man or a fool, there's no lasting remembrance of either one. In the future, both are going to be forgotten. It's almost like a dance of oblivion. You leave God out of the center of your life, it's not going to matter whether you're a wise man or a fool. You'll be forgotten. And then they're both doomed to die. Death is that great equalizer of all humanity. The wise man will die and so will the fool. And of course, the reason why all die is because all have sinned. Solomon connected the wise man and the fool two ways: the fate of being forgotten and the fate of dying. And in fact, in view of the fact that we will die, it's far better to live our life with the focus above the sun on God than under the sun in this world. And so then he has a conclusion about life. He says this in verse 17. So I hated life, because what is done under the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity and a striving after wind. He thought about these things. He hated life. The particular word used for hate indicates Solomon had a great hatred for life and actually considered it to be an enemy. Life didn't make any sense to him. All his work, all his wisdom, totally empty. And the only way life makes sense is when God is at the center of it. Once God is at the center of life, a wise life versus a foolish life begins to make some sense. But without God, it's all empty, and it's all like chasing after the wind.